the 56th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Cody Whitehair.
When did you fall in love with football?
I was just talking to Kevin Mawai about this. He said, when did you know you were going to be in the NFL or have aspirations to be in the NFL? It really wasn't like the second grade, but it was definitely like the fourth or fifth grade where I was like, man, dude, how awesome would it be to play in the NFL?
How big were you in second grade? You remember how many pounds?
Yeah, I always remember having to wear a big black X on the back of my helmet because that means you can't run the ball or you can't be associated with the ball. You had to just block, so I exceeded the weight limit, I guess.
The transition from being drafted to play guard and then bam, hey, we need you at center now. It was pretty freaky for a bit, right?
Yeah, it was tough, but being next to Josh and Kyle in there, they helped calm me down and make sure that I was okay in there.
Was it harder or not as hard as you thought?
Yeah, at first I was like, wow, center in the National Football League, making all the calls, making sure everyone's on the same page and, you know, telling these veterans what to do. Wow, what a tough task. But I thought it went pretty smooth, honestly. The guys really, listened to me and respected my calls, and, we got along great.
How many teams did want you to at least consider the idea of center?
At the combine and stuff, that was everyone's question. Can you play center? Do you have any center experience? And, I had to tell them no. But obviously, I've played enough positions on the line where I think I could conquer that challenge.
Farm kid who's now in a big city, third largest city in America. What about the farm did you love and did you miss?
I just missed the outdoors, the rural area.
Do you think it made you a better football player, what you had to do on the farm?
I would just say, overall toughness.
Discipline. I've read this in the scouting reports to bring up your hand strength.
It's
probably a most underrated aspect of an offensive lineman, especially at center.
Yeah.
You're wrestling in there.
Your hands are so vital as an offensive lineman. I mean, you have to have them inside and tight and be able to grip on them. It's basically your main threat.
And the grip enhanced over time on your own work performance in the weight room, but also baling hay?
Dealing with hay is tough on your hands and your body in general, your back and stuff. But, throwing those little hay bales, you really have to grab on tight. And, if you're throwing them up 10 bales high, you have to really grab them.
Has it helped you in any way to settle into this, given that you got married this year as well?
It was great to have her by my side because, there's days where this is tough. And, if you go home to just nobody in an empty house or an empty, hotel room, to not have anybody to talk to, I could see where it could be tough too.
It sounds from this conversation and your demeanor that it's been somewhat of a fairy tale existence. Middle America farm kid grows up big, natural strength, adds to it, becomes a star player in college, high draft pick for the charter franchise of the National Football League. He's got his wife on his arm as he walks into the league, and 5 days before the season, starting center, you're doing great. Is there anything about my explanation of that wrong?
It sounds like a fairy tale. It really does. My parents were just talking to me about this. How many kids come from little towns like this and are, doing big things like this? Everyone says, does it feel real yet? And I was like, honestly, it does now. You're really starting to get through the meat of the season. Over halfway through the season, it really does feel real.